My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When did you find out that you were going to be starting?
When did I find out? Maybe Friday night, you know, something like that.
I never told Jordan he was going to start. Told him he had to be ready a bunch, but I might have been Bobby or somebody trying to pump him up, but I knew he was going to have to play a lot. I told him that he was going to have to, wasn't going to be like usual. He was going to be a number two back that was splitting a lot of the time, but now he didn't know he for sure was doing that till today.
Jordan Mason, Kyle Shanahan, 49ers easily over the Jets last night. The Jets at 0-1, every other AFC East team, including the Bills at 1-0. Phone lines open at 803-0550 for your Bills thoughts. We've got Ross Tucker coming up in half an hour. Here we go. I mean, season is in full swing now, right from the Monday night game, which you watched most of. You got tired, you said. I watched that interview with Mason, you know, after the game. I, you know, just vainly sit there and wait for the FFPC to turn the, you know, scores in progress into finals. And then I want to see the 1-0s, and I want to see the green, and I want to see what place I'm in, and I do all of that. I made it for most of those. They're sort of one at a time, and you know I have a lot. So I do that, and then today it's like, all right, like Sal's question, not Jordan Mason in my case, but who are we going to bid on? I have one league where there was no movement allowed until today. Like nothing last week. A lot of leagues let you make, you know, our league, even with Paul, we even drafted last week, so there's no real need for
adjustments at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. But this is a dynasty league where we draft in the spring rookies, and then nothing, everything's closed until tonight. So Mason, Isaiah Likely, the Ram receivers with Puka out.
I did go looking in our league, the Paul league, for Likely, and somebody's got him. I don't know if he got drafted. I don't remember if he got drafted last Tuesday or not. I'd be surprised if he did, but maybe he did. But somebody grabbed him already, probably right off of that Thursday night game. But
I want to think he would have. No, you can't do that.
You had to wait until, yeah.
You shouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah, he's not listed.
So he might have been drafted.
Maybe he got picked, yeah. That's not crazy. You get late in the going, yeah.
I'll just to say, like, to Sal's question, how much should you bid if you're in a league where there's bidding? Just don't be shy about it. Because if you get Mason or Likely or whoever it is you want, the idea is you'll get him for whatever it's left, 16 weeks. You know, you want to have, you get that much for your investment. Whereas, you know, I think most people's instinct is to save their money. That's just how kind of it is in life. You're smart if you save, but you're sort of loose.
Sure, you don't want to get caught short at the end if you're in a pinch. But you'd like to have something left over. That's like NFL teams do that, right?
They've got
cap space. Right, sure, right.
Right? You're considered smart
about
if you save.
Right.
But, you know, to spend is kind of wild and reckless. But if you wait until, like, your plan is...
All these years I've been wild and reckless. Who knew?
And here you are, somehow. Weeks 8, 9, 10, you only get that player that you saved your money for whatever that's left, 6 or 7 weeks. So this is a much bigger investment. You know, you get more out of the investment this way.
Well, this kid has got a chance to play a lot. I mean, I mentioned the coach today, Shanahan, we didn't play that clip just now because I think it's new today, is saying it's Achilles tendonitis is what McCaffrey's dealing with. I mean, it's not much different than, I guess, his Achilles is sore. But like you mix tendonitis in there, and it just that feels like a thing that is just going to recur and recur and recur, I feel like. Like that, even if he gets to feeling good, I just feel like it could just, you know, I'm not saying it's going to snap on him, but that kind of an ache, I think, could be really tough. So you might get really paid off if you could land this kid.
Oh, yeah.
Because their offense, I mean, they're going to run it. They ran it like crazy last night. They didn't care. I mean, I would say they didn't care that McCaffrey wasn't there, but it did not impact, I don't think, how they approached the game. They ran it against a tough defense and had great results. I mean, they were just stomping. I don't even see what the final totals rushing were. I know he had 147, right, the kid. But Debo had a couple handoffs, too, and like I don't know if they got to 200 yards rushing, but they were just steamrolling.
180.
Okay. We'll stop the run when we want to stop the run. Okay, Robert Saleh. Good job.
You like my point about money? You think it's true in life? Just, you know, somebody who saves money.
Yes.
They get credit for being smart and careful and thoughtful.
Mm-hmm.
And if you spend money, which, you know, you would think just theoretically you're doing that to get more, you know, to have more enjoyment in life. Maybe,
right. Say like hypothetically for no good reason you own 50 guitars.
Hypothetically,
but just, you know, just as an example, and just throwing it. I mean,
it's a wild number.
Could be anything, but like, yeah, I mean, yeah.
But did your family consider you reckless for doing that? They're also an investment.
Yeah.
You want to say? You don't want to say?
My family, like, I don't know. My wife has never really pushed back on it in any way, so I don't know if she thinks I'm insane. Probably she knows I'm a little nuts.
She would tell you.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or just let you do it.
No, but there's probably friends like my friends who are real hard, like guys who gig every weekend or, you know, three times a week, and own two or three guitars, probably think I'm a clown. Like privately, like deep down inside, I don't say my best friends. I have a lot of best friends, a lot of really close friends who are that person that play gigs a lot that only own a few guitars. I don't think they think I'm a dope, but people who are more on the periphery be like, what's Bulldog doing with all the guitars? What does he do? Does he play them all?
You're collecting.
Yeah, you're right.
A collector.
I'm collecting. I'm
Why
a collector.
Do I need...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
70,000 baseball cards.
Right.
You know?
But anyway, it's not, none of that has been prudent. I enjoy having them.
Okay.
But
they're not, they don't appreciate.
A couple of them probably will, but none of them are nice enough really to get, you know, unless, you know, something happens to the marketplace or something and these guitars become harder to find for some reason. I don't know. But no, I don't have anything that's really rare.
Okay.
I wouldn't say. But anyway, it's just a silly indulgence that I, you know, could have easily saved money and done something, you know, better with it. But
you know, I hear the way you're talking. You don't regret it.
No.
No, I'm just, you know,
but I think
silly.
I think I'm open to being criticized for it. I would say, because it's a little bit of a odd indulgence, I think, for someone who's not actually like really a professional musician.
You know, speaking of money, so I think a lot of people rarely carry any cash. But sometimes, like, kids are back in school. You need $20 for this, you know, for right. pictures. You need, you know, so I could write a check, I guess. But sometimes you just want to give. Like, I'm taking my son. He wants to go to the Clarence Fair. Here's $20, right? So I go to the ATM, and this is not very often anymore, but I needed money for this reason. I go to the ATM one day last week. Very simple. We've all done it. You put the card in. You type in the PIN. And, you know, what do you want? $100, no receipt, just let's go. And while the ATM is processing that, which really should take only a few seconds, what comes up on the screen, how was your experience? And like a green thumbs up and a red thumbs down. How was my experience, which isn't over yet?
I don't have my money yet.
As I don't have money yet
right.
at an ATM. What? Why do I need to be surveyed at the ATM about how it's going in the middle?
Yeah,
in the middle of the 30-second process.
Yeah.
How was your experience? Well, let's see. I'm sitting in my car. I put the card in, typed in the PIN, waiting. I think it's all going pretty well.
The machine seems to be making noise. It seems like it's processing. Something's happening.
What I mean, was there champagne? Was somebody supposed to come over with champagne or, you know, like sort of like hand lotion or something? What was my experience?
Was there room to make a comment? Because how was my experience? Fine until now.
That was the worst part, easily.
Fine until now.
The only thing that wasn't fine was getting surveyed at the ATM about how the experience was as I was still waiting for the money to be spat out of the machine.
This reminds me of like the gas pump that has to ask you do you want a car wash?
No,
I know where the car wash is. I know how to get a car wash. I'm here for gas. I'm in the gas. I'm in the gas area here. Stop. Oh, great. Oh, good. It's one of these ones with gas station TV. Oh, good. Stop already.
But, you know, how was your experience? You're not a spa, right? Like, you're not a restaurant.
Right.
You're an ATM.
I didn't.
There's no experience. There actually is literally no experience. I'm just sitting here.
I did not seek out this ATM because it's my favorite one.
Right, exactly. There's no. I didn't. It's just you're the closest to my house.
Get out my phone. I need cash. Which ATM do I want to go to?
Which is the most pleasant?
Right.
What if you give it a thumbs down?
I would go to the one that's closest to my house that I go to most of the time. I would go to a different one if there were a closer one because the lanes. And there's a turn. It is impossible to get a vehicle half the size of my vehicle through there without getting on the curb.
Yeah.
And I'm driving a truck.
Well,
I've gone through them my wife's car, and I don't know, I guess her car is about half the size of my truck. And you just cannot avoid smashing your wheels on the giant curbs. It's the worst.
Well,
it's too tight.
They're not going to ask you how your experience was because you're going to say it was not good.
That would be my feedback. Like, fix your lanes.
How was your experience at an ATM? I would just... Oh. I mean, it's bad enough. Anywhere you go to buy anything, they want your email address. So they can... I just usually say, do you need it? And they're like, no.
Right, no, right. Do you want to join our club? No.
No,
I definitely do not want to do that.
I'm thinking about just sprinting out of the store right now because you asked me that.
Almost without the item I came in for.
How was your experience? Well, let's see. The numbers, the keypad seemed to be, you know, fine. It took the card on the first try. Nobody has sort of come up to me and shouted at me during this as I sit here waiting. Nobody's like sort of puncturing my tires while I wait for this money. Mm-hmm. That's been going. That part of it's been good.
Yep.
I guess overall good. We really need to give the feedback on everything. Well,
how was your
experience? You don't have to play this game out there, people. Just don't push bad because I don't know. Do they give you like 80 instead of 100? If you you know when you give the bad tip before you're out the door, like
That happened to me one time. I was on my way out on a Saturday night or something, and I stopped at a gas station to get cash because it was on the way, and I got $100, and it only gave me 80.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't think that's ever happened to me.
And it was right by the register area, and I'm like, dude, look, I'm standing right here. The machine just cut me $20 short here.
Did somebody help you?
You're
lucky there.
The person at the counter gave me $20.
You're lucky there.
They believed me.
Ross Tucker coming up at 5. He was at Bills Cardinals, of course. We'll get his thoughts on the Bills' performance and the Dolphin game coming up on Thursday. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.